A winter staple is back. The Bondi Festival brings 17 days of world-class music, theatre, comedy, visual arts and more on from the 4th to the 20th of July at the Bondi Pavilion and surrounds. Just look for the neon-lit Bondi Vista Ferris wheel and you'll know you're at the right place. Here to tell us more, Waverley Council's Manager of Arts, Culture and Events, Jackie Cow. Morning, Jackie. How are you?
Good, Jenny. How are you going?
Very well, thank you. Very exciting stuff. The Bondi Festival, something that people look forward to all year round. How do you determine what you'll carry on from year to year? For instance, the ice skating rink and the Bondi Vista Ferris wheel are so iconic.
Yeah, that's right. So the ice skating rink and the Ferris wheel have been a staple for about 8 years. And people love them. They can come down, bring the family. Go on the Ferris wheel, go on the ice drink, have a skate. So that's really fun. The whole idea of Bondi Festival, why we started at Waverley Council, was to activate Bondi during winter. It is a time where a lot of people just want to stay at home and, under the doona and put the heater on. But it's great to get out and, you know, bring your friends, bring your family and come and do some, you know, some exciting stuff. So we have a mix of outdoor events and performing arts events in the pavilion, down at Bondi Pavilion with our beautiful theatre, art gallery and spaces. So I can run you through a few of the things we've got on if you'd like.
Oh, that'd be wonderful. I wanted to ask you about the Blue Sky Markets because they're making their debut this year, aren't they?
Yeah, so for the first time we've got markets. So for the three Saturdays, the 5th, the 12th and the 19th, there Blue Sky Markets will be down there. So as well as coming in and get, you know, doing the activities, you can have something to eat. There's going to be lots of local restaurants showcased there, a variety of foods for you to have at the market. This Saturday, we also have Paw Parade, which is our dog parade, is going to be very exciting. Host Charisma Bell is going to kick it off with puppy yoga from 10 a.m. So you can bring your mat and your dog.
Yes.
Enjoy browsing the, you know, there's free face painting, free family puppy, portrait photography.
Portraits for your dog?
Yeah.
That's amazing. I had Pat Doherty, he's going to be hosting your Bondi Festival Comedy Gala on the show a couple of weeks back, and he reckons he's going to enter his dog into that one. So just beware.
Well, I'm sure his dog is beautiful, but there's going to be a lot of competition.
So is he.
So that's the Paw Parade from 10 a.m. this Saturday. The Comedy Gala is starting Friday night. So the Comedy Gala is Friday night and Saturday night. You have six new emerging amazing comedians, so lots of variety. And that's on from 7:30 to 9 at our Bondi Pavilion Theatre, which is going to be fantastic. We also have on Saturday night some music, Makasha, supported by Ria. And that's going to be absolutely fantastic.
Yeah, that's your way of celebrating NAIDOC Week, isn't it, with a great lineup of First Nations talent.
First Nations female talent. It's soulful music. Makasha draws from soul and pop. And she's a very well-known artist and Ria Triple J High winner.
I don't know what Triple J is, but it sounds good.
That's all he exists. So we're on 2OCR. So that's going to be really fantastic. So just this weekend alone, you've got Comedy Gala, Paw Parade and Makasha and Ria on Saturday night, all bookable on bondifestival.com.au. You can buy tickets for all of these. And then the festival continues for 2 weeks. We have a theatre show called POV, which is it's sold out at Belvoir Street Theatre, and so it's back. Completely amazing show. It's a young woman, a teenager, and it's all about their family and how things are changing. And the parents, there are two actors that play her parents. We have two different actors every night, and they receive the script when they get there.
Oh, wow.
So they don't know what the script's going to be. See, the young actor is on script. There's screens as well. So, and it's all about, you know, the family is separating, and it's just how they all deal with this. And it's a really beautiful, poignant kind of show about contemporary family life. We also have Gladdy Drawing Club, which is our live drawing club, which is always a staple of our Bondi Festival.
Yes.
And we have something called Bondi from the Barber's Chair. Now, this one's really different. We're interviewing celebrities, people of interest. So we've got Julia De Niro from Rock Quiz, who's going to be interviewed, and Jan Carmody. They're being interviewed by the comedian Madeline Stewart.
Yes.
In a barbershop.
Well, Madeline Stewart is one to be reckoned with, and they will be fantastic interviews. They're turning the tables on Julia Zemiro.
I know, and really intimate. You're only being an audience of about 30 people in this barbershop. It's just very unique and very festival-like. So that one is definitely, that's 10th, 11th and 12th of July, if that's of interest to our listeners.
Indeed. There's so much going on, Jackie.
Oh, look, there's so much going on. There's a daytime dance party on the 12th of July, again, a free family event. So the festival is very much about, you know, for eastern suburbs, city, inner west, if you want to make your way over.
Oh, anyone can make their way to Bondi.
Oh, just get the 333. It's really easy.
The 333 is in the place to be. That's what I'm talking about. Jackie Cowell, Manager of Arts, Culture and Events for the Waverley Council, the Bondi Festival. For further details, go to bondifestival.com.au. It's on from the 4th to the 20th of July. And, of course, you've got a special opening night this Friday, 4th of July, Jackie.
It's a special opening night. It also opens our Waverley Art Prize. So we've got the Comedy Gala that you can book in for free to come to the Waverley Art Prize opening, which will have 40 beautiful artworks as part of that prize. And that's on the whole time throughout the Bondi Festival. That's also free. So lots you can do to come down, you know, see a show, go to the markets, see some artwork. It's really a wonderful, wonderful festival. For 3 weekends to come and experience. Right at the end, actually, is Meg Washington, which is his draw card.
Love Meg Washington. She's great.
She's so amazing. So she's on the 19th, actually the 18th. I just checked my date. And a lot of these
Make her stick around for a couple of nights. She'll want to. She'll be having so much fun.
The second one is only. A lot of these shows are selling out, so do get in quick, and we'd love to see you down at Bondi Pavilion.
Jackie, I really appreciate your time today on 2SER Breakfast. Thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks, Danny.
BondiFestival.com.au for more.